This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Save 10% off any order by entering the promo code BLU13, that's BLU13, at checkout. Or get $5 off purchases of $30 or more by entering the promo code PODSAVE13 at checkout.
I just wanted to thank you all for joining us tonight. Mary Margaret and I, we have a saying that we will always find each other. And while I believe that with all my heart, I'd like you all to raise your glasses and join me when I say, here's to not having to look for a while. Mary Margaret and Emma.
Sorry I'm late.
What is she doing here?
I invited her.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And this is a fan podcast that you may have listened to once upon a time.
Wow. Is that what you're doing to make up for not being able to rhyme like a episode summary?
Yeah. I put the punny stuff right up top.
Oh, God.
No, but we have been away for a while, from a regular episode anyway. It's been, what, about a month?
It's been a month. I was itching to do one, but we never got any feedback, so we couldn't really do a character analysis on Rumpelstiltskin.
If only we had thought to ask in the weeks preceding up to doing our character-specific episodes,
right,
to ask on every podcast for people to write in or call into our voicemail number. But unfortunately, we did do that.
We did do that.
And no one wrote in or called in.
No one liked us.
No one wanted to talk about Regina or Rumpelstiltskin. So we haven't done the character profiles yet. We will still be accepting those, though, and we'll give you all the contact info at the end of the show. It's all on the website, though. Greetings from
Storybrooke.com. You know this, though, because you listen to us all the time.
And we just want your comments, theories, poetry about Regina and Rumpelstiltskin.
Dude, poetry. Yes.
Poetry. I would
original
like
song, dramatic interpretation.
Well, Rumpelstiltskin is the perfect character to write a limerick about. It fits right in with his character.
Yes.
So,
oh, that would be awesome.
So we are a couple days out from the season 2.5 premiere.
There we go.
Once Upon a Time. But we figured we'd go ahead and record an episode, discuss the trailers, and, you know, a couple bits of casting news. A couple other little bits and bobbles that tripled down the way on our break. I just got Anne-Marie with a comment that tripled down. I don't think triple's even an actual verb or anything. But
anyway,
this is going to be a very laid-back episode. It's Friday night. We're getting all pumped for Once Upon a Time and a trip to Disney.
Yeah!
Actually.
We're going to get to see some princesses.
We'll try and take some Once Upon a Time related
we
photos.
We have to find snow. Mm. I didn't even think of doing that.
Like try to find all the Once Upon a Time characters while we're there?
It's only a 12-hour day, and we have a 3-year-old.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
We got to find at least one.
Yeah, I wonder if they have any sort of Once Upon a Time stuff going
Jennifer
on at Disney
Goodwin
World.
Well, Jennifer Goodwin was there
She opened up the Fantasyland, which we're going to go see this time. Last time we went to Disney
closed.
World, it was closed
it was
under renovations. And that's,
and
you
that
know,
was
that's
a year and a half ago.
Belle's Castle.
I know.
Ariel's Grotto.
So excited. I think we might be more excited than the child.
Probably.
Though she was randomly asking, I was like, all right, we have to go to the grocery store and the bank. And then she'd go, and then we're going to Disney World. I'm like, nope, not yet. Sorry. Anyway.
But that'll be fun. But, you know, laid back episode Friday night, we popped open a couple brews and we thought we'd talk about Once. If you didn't catch it, we did release an episode a couple weeks back, the Once Upon a Time Podcasters Roundtable, where me and the people from, let's see, Once Podcast, Operation Cobra Cast, I think it is, or Cobra Podcast, AfterBuzz TV Once Upon a Time podcast. Bunch of us podcasters got together in a Google Plus hangout and talked about, you know, theories and what we liked about the season so far. And, you know, me and Anne Marie joined in.
I was stuck at work.
Oh, so last episode, the episode which, if you haven't downloaded, is still available in video and audio format on our feed, is the first episode you've missed of Greetings from Storybrooke.
I'm not happy about it. I was so close to just calling off. But that would have been irresponsible because they pay me. So
a little bit. It was just,
but
you know,
they pay me.
Just trying to find a time with the like
we're for that many people.
We're equipped to do that here, to where we both could have been in the same under the same account for a Google Hangout. But working out the schedule with everyone, it just didn't work out. But we are planning on doing another one next time there's a hiatus, which I think is in a couple months.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a break.
So hopefully me and Emery will be popping in on that one.
Definitely.
Okay, what are we doing first, Emery? I'll let you lead from here on out.
Oh, okay. I get to...
Changing it up. It's a relaxed between
the beer
half-season
might be
episodes.
Into a little. So we put a couple of the trailers, because, you know, they always are releasing this teaser and this trailer and this special coming promotion and all that. First one, some good little tidbits. The second one that we have up, it's a lot of things you've already seen with new theories thrown over top.
Both of them were at least a quarter, if not half, like footage from the first half of the season.
Yeah, but with so many flashbacks, who knows? It might be
current. But we'll have the links to both of these trailers for you in the show notes.
As well as all of the other links, because we have a lot of links. This is a very linky episode.
Not a lot of discussion, because there hasn't been an episode. Oh, yeah, a lot of links and discussion of things of that nature. By the way, as we are getting into the trailers, if you hate spoilers, you're going to hate this
episode. Yeah.
Just go back, download the Once Upon a Time Podcasters Roundtable we did a couple weeks ago.
Go listen to that and come back in like 2 days after the episode.
Yeah.
And you'll love us.
Yeah, if you downloaded this
most of it won't be spoilers.
We're recording this and putting it up on Friday night, so we're assuming most people will be downloading it after they watch the show on Sunday. So if you're looking for something once related to listen to, go check out that Podcasters Roundtable and come back in a day or two for our new episode. And Anne-Marie's making fun of me because I said podcasters or something
like
that.
You said podcasters.
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 Check out our Podcasters Roundtable.
We're a little jolly tonight.
We are.
You enjoy this. Okay, so you have the first point.
I do have the first point. Okay, the first thing that kind of jumped out at me in these trailers is, well, they're all predicated around people being able to leave Storybrooke, because as we know right now, as of now, they haven't been able to because they lose their memory of their fairy tale lives. And before that, it was the curse, and, you know, they would die. So, you know, they've been stuck there for a while. And we see Belle and Mr. Gold, or Rumpelstiltskin, standing at the border, and Mr. Gold crosses over, and we still see Belle on the other side. They don't show her cross. So what I'm thinking is there might be some tragedy that happens when she crosses that line. Maybe, you know, as we've discussed, maybe Mr. Gold, since he was never actually Mr. Gold, he was just pretending to be Mr. Gold. Maybe he doesn't have a fairy tale life to lose, but the second she walks across that line, she forgets him and everything that's gone on.
Oh, I like it.
That's what I took from the omission.
I like
of first
it, but I dislike it because I don't want bad things to happen to Belle.
Yeah, but you could see it happening.
I can totally see that happening. Interesting. I was listening to another Once podcast, actually, earlier on a walk, and that completely goes against something they were saying.
Which was?
And I don't usually like to bring other people's theories in, but I'm going to because it's so different. Well, it wasn't completely this. It was, they were saying that Rumpelstiltskin, up until Emma came to Storybrooke, didn't know he was Rumpelstiltskin.
He only knew
he was Mr. Gold.
Did they point to any evidence of that? Or?
It was mentioned, but I couldn't,
it was so
quick.
It wasn't
a specific thing, and like I said, I was out for a walk. I don't recall that ever being said.
Yeah, I remember, you know, especially during the first season, a lot of the times in my mind, the big question was, does he remember or doesn't he? And eventually, you know, he does reveal to Regina that he does remember, but...
But she always knew, and he always knew. They worked together for the curse, so I think...
Well, I don't think she knew.
That he was Rumpelstiltskin?
No, I don't think she knew about the curse until Emma came. I don't think she did, but I think he did.
Interesting.
Because you kind of... Again, we need to go back and watch the first season. You'd think we would have done that in a month off.
It was Christmas. I was busy.
But, you get the impression over the course of time that she's remembering a little more and a little more about her life. And then that culminates in what? The death of the huntsman. When she goes down and retrieves the heart, and you're like, oh, okay, she's definitely in on the game now. Where with Gold, it was kind of always like a does he, doesn't he, and then it became very clear very quickly, yes, he does, and he's been using it to his advantage.
See, I figured he always knew. I never doubted his knowing. Yeah, look at his stinking shop!
Well, I mean, even in the first or second episode, he uses the please.
Yes.
And if you didn't know about the curse, how would you know that would work? Because he very obviously knew it would work.
Right.
So.
Interesting. Okay, well, that got much more intense than it was meant to get.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We need to pad out this episode because.
No, we don't.
There is a decent amount of content. You okay there? You look like you had a technical failure.
There we go. There we go.
Okay.
We're good. There was a spinning circle. You know that's never good.
Yeah.
Okay. In one of the trailers, you also see in Fairy Tale Land, I'm thinking it had to be, let's just be honest, a series of knights, soldiers, something, pulling up the bows and arrows, shooting at a blindfolded target. Kind of looks like Regina to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you never know. Is this a flashback? Is this a flash forward? I don't know. I mean, when you have six arrows pointed at you or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she has magic, but I don't know. I just thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you'd have to wonder almost though what if it's a flashback. What series of circumstances would lead to that? Since she's you know, so hot to trot in Fairy Tale Land, she's the queen of the castle.
She's the queen.
Yeah,
she's kind of the queen.
I don't actually have they ever shown a moment or a time in her life where she wasn't just recognized as the established monarch of the land or, you know, or the wife of the monarch of the land?
Before she was married and the stable boy and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before once she became, was there like any period after her husband's death at the hands of Gus from Breaking Bad. Was there any point where the kingdom lost faith in her? Or, I mean, not even lost faith in her, but she lost a hold over the kingdom.
No, because they never showed it, but why would they?
Yeah.
They didn't know that she did everything.
It just makes me wonder, why would knights be pointing arrows at the queen?
Yeah, that's not exactly
if it is her.
Obviously. Looked like her.
Mm-hmm.
What other evil brunette do we have? Well, Maleficent.
Maleficent? It could be a young Cora, which we'll get
right.
to later.
Hey.
Again, we warned
spoilers.
You. Spoilers abounding all the way up through episode 14, and we will warn you before the episode 14 potential spoilers.
Yeah.
But they kind of hinted at it, these trailers, too.
It's a trailer. That's what they're for. So, yeah. I mean, we don't know who it is. Again, they're blindfolded, their hands are behind their back. You don't see it very long. It's like a 2-second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of quick shots in these trailers.
Yeah, a lot of quick clips. So it's just curious to see what that was about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing that really kind of leapt out to me, especially considering, again, the Podcasters Roundtable we had a couple weeks ago.
You really should go watch it.
It was really good.
It
was a ton of fun, a lot of fans talking about one of their favorite shows, you know. It was a good time. We all had a very good time.
It was jolly.
It was jolly and merry. And I do want to thank Daniel and his wife, whose name escapes
Jenny.
Jenny. There we go. for organizing it, and it was a good fun time, and we'll promote it 16 more times throughout the course of this episode and then never mention it again.
Yeah,
did
right.
I mention it was video and audio?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Anyway.
Okay. Grumpy, in this trailer, he says, when are we going to return to the Enchanted Forest? Which, one, is very interesting because that's, you know, we're all curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to go back? But it also ties into my theory that I postulated on that Roundtable podcast that this season is going to end with a group of people in Storybrooke wanting to go back to Fairy Tale Land and a group wanting to stay, and kind of a face-off between those two groups.
But why does there have to be a face-off? Can't everyone just live where they want?
It would be a pretty boring show.
Well, yeah.
If you start the show at Happily Ever After, it gets pretty boring pretty quickly.
Yeah. Of course there has to be a face-off.
Yeah.
Can't be an all or nothing, though.
I would almost say...
to go back to Storytale Land if there was like only like seven of you?
Storytale Land?
What did I say?
You said Storytale Land. Instead of Fairy Tale Land.
We did tell you we were having adult beverages tonight,
yes.
Right?
It's a relaxed episode.
It's Friday!
Friday. I won't even go there. That was just my one time singing during the episode.
Anyway.
Yeah, but where were we?
The split.
I would say that the split would almost even, not just between different people in the town, to make it super dramatic and a really big like cliffhanger for the end of the mm-hmm. season, it would have to be somewhere within like the family of White and Charming.
You know, that's where it is.
Like Henry wants to stay and...
No, Henry wants to go.
Okay.
Emma wants to stay.
Emma wants to stay, and like Henry and Snow White and Charming and all want to go, and maybe Neil Cassidy, who knows?
Who knows where Neil is?
Yeah, who knows where that's going to end up, which we'll have more on that later. A couple Neil Cassidy sightings to mention.
Sightings.
But yeah, just interesting. It looks like they will be at least introducing the concept of going back home to the homeland.
The homeland.
Yes, the homeland.
Yes.
The homeland where they have The Walking Dead, and I think we mentioned one more show when we mentioned all of Once Upon a Time's main competition on Sunday nights.
Yes, that's... Ooh. Remind me of that later.
Okay.
Because I have another one.
Okay.
Okay, so another thing you see in the trailer appears to be a burning city.
Mm.
Now I'm noticing both of mine seem to be coming from flashbacks. Because I can't imagine they're burning down Storybrooke.
I was going to say, could you tell if it... Like,
you couldn't.
If
it looked
was a
like you were on
city.
Top of a hill looking mm-hmm. down and you saw black and like fire.
Well, that could be anywhere.
That could be anything. I just thought it was... Excuse me. I don't recall... Very much Burning City.
Well, it seems like, you know, no matter where it takes place, a Burning City is going to be a pretty major event.
It's going to be a thing.
No matter how you slice
it. It's going
it.
To be a thing. Yeah, you're like, something's on fire.
It's not Gus the Mouse getting cut in half.
Aww,
it's a pretty major
Gus,
thing.
Gus. Anyway, Burning City. Can't wait. I mean, nothing in Fairy Tale Land really appeared to be burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Dried up, yes. Burnt to the ground. New.
Yeah, but we only did get to see that very small section of it and the castle.
I don't know. They were hoofing it. How big is Fairy Tale Land?
I don't know. I'd say
like Walt Disney World?
No, I'd say it's at least as big as like a small European country, like in England or something like that. But
would
I mean,
you walk
who knows?
From each end of England?
How long would that take? Probably not long. Maybe
I've never been there.
A week or two. Like it's not big. It's size of Rhode Island or something. It's not terribly huge.
It's Rhode Island. Lovely.
Most of those European countries outside of, you know, Russia are generally pretty small. They're about the size of a US state, if not smaller.
We're gonna have some very angry European listeners now.
Yes, we are.
If
I have misrepresented Europe, please let us know. You can write us at greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com.
Attention, Bill Meeks.
You can @reply us on Twitter at at GF Storybrooke, or you can address a tweet to me directly at Bill Meeks. This isn't the end of the show. I just thought I'd throw all that out there. I have a voicemail number too, but I won't.
That'll signify the end of the show.
Yeah.
So.
That's how you know we're at the end. Voicemail number.
And your point. Oh my gosh.
My point. Okay.
That's when you choose to take a drink, is what I say. And it's your point.
Well, I had to wet my whistle. Laid back episode, folks. Friday night episode.
Highly laid back.
Happy weekend. Okay. I wonder how soon we're going to get to, because, you know, it's majorly hinted at here that they will be leaving Storybrooke and going out into the real world.
Spoiler alert for the end of the episode.
Spoiler alert for the trailer that we're talking about right now. Yeah. That hopefully they've watched, so they're not getting... Yeah, it's better in the trailer than when we talk about it, mm-hmm. generally, most of the time.
Continuing.
But, you know, how long before we have our characters getting out into the real world?
Right.
Do you think that's going to happen episode one?
I think we're going at least, like we said, there's probably going to be another little break, like mm-hmm. a week or two. I think it's happening around there.
Yeah.
Because they have to do stuff like that or... leading up to stuff like that right before a break. Sweeps! It's going to be sweeps.
Yeah, but they could even do something where, you know, they're not shy about breaking up into groups
right.
and separating for several episodes. They could have, you know, and we'll talk about it a bit later, too, some set pictures that might point to this. But, you know, they might have a small party go off to a certain city in the continental United States to search for somebody. Yes, yes.
Very fruit-based.
And then, you know, have other people doing stuff in Storybrooke.
Or fairy tale land at this point. Who mm-hmm. knows?
Well, I guess it also depends on how quickly we get into the conflict with Cora and Hook, which seems like it would be pretty quickly.
You would think it would be very
quickly. Because they're right
offshore. But from things I've read and seen about this week's episode,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they make an appearance early on.
Really? Like, they're just kind of, like, hiding out in Storybrooke getting
their
bearings?
They're either hiding out or that is the slowest boat ever. Because, I mean, it looked like it was, like,
yeah,
skipping rocks
distance. It looked basically like it would be there in about 5 minutes or
so. Yeah, maybe 10.
Yeah. It was going some indeterminate amount of knots per hour. I don't know any nautical terms.
I was
going to
say, you don't know nautical terms. Stop trying.
Slipknot. Go ahead.
Awesome.
I'm just going to start
worst
yelling
episode
out.
Ever. Worst episode.
No, best episode ever. I want
feedback on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I want our audience to let us know what you think about this kind of relaxed episode. We might do them more often, a little Friday night. Little
but
ting.
Then we have to wait till Friday. Or just do mini episodes.
Yeah, just do like a mini episode with news and whatnot.
Oh, news and whatnot. I like whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the the trailers, there's one point where you see Emma holding what looks like a dream catcher. If you're not familiar with a dream catcher, it is a...
Then you haven't been watching the show.
That, or you were never in a middle school art class. which is always possible. I don't mm-hmm. know. But you have like the circle and the little dream catchery thing.
Yeah, Neil gave one to Emma right when they decided to go
right.
to Tallahassee.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
They're going to keep us saying Tallahassee the rest of the season, I guarantee it.
Pretty much. But it was glowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, wasn't it like Henry and Snow, which would make sense, to
yeah,
be right by
like,
her while it was glowing.
And they were like in a church or something.
A church?
It looked like a church.
See,
it looked
here,
like
I thought
it was
the
pews.
Back of Gold's
It could
shop.
Be, too.
Everything happens in Gold's shop, especially
yeah.
magical.
Yeah. There was something to the voiceover, too, about like, our family's power or something like
well,
that.
She does have that magical chest power now
mm-hmm.
that she didn't know about.
It hasn't really been explored.
Or explained.
Minus that first appearance. Well,
I mean, not, when did they have time?
Yeah, that happened.
They were
like,
busy
the last
not inviting Regina to
the
dinner. Anyway, yeah, Dreamcatcher glowing. Kind of want to see what that's about. But, is it like altering dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Are they like channeling Neil Cassady's dreams?
Or maybe
is that possible?
That could be the new portal.
hey, we do need a new portal.
Dreamcatcher seems like a portally kind of thing, you know, a doorway between.
Everything so far has been round. Mm. Not to be like that basic, but, you know, it's a well was round. The hat was round.
Well, portals tend to be round.
Portals do tend to be round, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't a dream catcher basically a door, like a locked door to the dream world?
No, it's supposed to filter out the bad dreams and only let the good ones in.
Okay, so it's like a...
Again, you were never in the middle school class. It's
like the turnstiles at the subway. It lets the people who paid through and...
And watches the bums jump over.
But it could happen.
It could happen.
Like, I definitely think one of the big themes of the upcoming half season, I hate saying that, it's mm-hmm. so annoying, but, you know, is probably going to be the reunification and reassertion of power of the family of Snow White and Prince Charming.
Yeah.
You know, especially now that it's expanded from the last time they had to do a big epic battle with the forces of evil. So I think that'll definitely be one of the big major themes. So these trailers, they got me very excited. Let's see. On a scale of 1 to 50 bisected mouse people, what would you give this? That might be my favorite one ever.
I don't even know what to do with that. What am I rating? The trailers?
The trailers.
The trailers I found highly disappointing.
You found the trailers disappointing?
I found the trailers disappointing. I found all the other spoilery preview stuff much more entertaining.
Oh, that we'll be talking about in a second? Okay, so 1 to 50 bisected mouse carcasses.
Yeah. For the trailer, we're going like...
Mouse Man. Gus. We're talking about Gus. He got chopped in half, if you don't remember. That happened.
Stop
happens.
Talking about Gus. Gus.
Well, he got voted up very
You're
highly.
You're never going to let me talk, are you?
He got voted up very highly in our character poll. So I do have to mention him at least a couple times an episode.
Okay,
but sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to go with 24 dissected mouse parts for the trailer. Mm-hmm. How excited I am for the episode. 572 dissected mouse parts.
Out of 50?
Out of 50.
And it wasn't dissected mouse parts. Bisected mouse man carcasses, I think it was. Oh, and she burped into the microphone. This
That's
is a
how
Friday,
I feel about the bisected mouse carcasses.
Are. No, it's fine. Okay, I'm gonna give it a 35 to 40 bisected mouse man carcasses.
We're losing viewers as you speak.
No, I think we're gaining them.
I don't think so.
No, just because it brought up a couple of things that I'm really excited about. One, them leaving Storybrooke and going out into the real world, and two, the fight to return to Fairy Tale Land. So they very much excited me, and as you are, I'm like 6 billion.
And you made fun of my 576, and you're 6 billion. Anyway, get to the GoDaddy spot.
GoDaddy, what is GoDaddy?
GoDaddy's awesome.
I've never heard of GoDaddy before.
I think you should read about it.
Okay, here, I'm going to go to the GoDaddy website. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, I'm there, and it says that GoDaddy is a web host. A web host. Oh,
I'm going to take his adult beverages soon, people. I promise. But the damage may have been done.
A web host. Okay.
Sound it out.
Okay. So they're a web hosting company. They have web hosting packages. You can buy domain names there. If you want to buy a domain name, let's say, iloveregina.tv.
It's probably taken.
It's probably taken. ReginaLovesEmma.edu. Probably already taken, and you also need a license as a a licensed educational institution to get an EDU address. But the point
is, there is no one who has iloveregina.tv. It is up for grabs, ladies and gentlemen.
There is nobody who has iloveregina.tv.
Right, I just searched for that.
You did.
I really did.
And it's available, folks.
Do it!
So you want to set up your Regina fan site. And you have the website address picked out. You know you're hosting. You know what you want to do with all that. But you need the domain name, right?
Got to have the domain.
You got to have the domain. What was that domain name again?
iloveregina.tv.
iloveregina.tv. Interesting. So you want to set up iloveregina.tv.
Do it.
You do it. You know how you do it?
You go to GoDaddy.
You go to GoDaddy.com and you use the promo code BLU13. Now that's going to save you 10% off.
BLU13.
Yes. To be clear, BLU13. That'll save you 10% off your entire order. You can also get $10 off purchases of $40 or more by giving them the promo code 10 off 13. At checkout, and that'll throw a little money our way, you know, a couple shekels. And you'll have really good web hosting from GoDaddy.com. And if you go and sign up for iloveregina.tv and point it to greetingsfromstorybrooke.com, we will do a 5-minute shout out to you on the show.
It'll be awesome.
We can even have you dial in and we can talk to you. For a
Let's
segment
have
on the
Skype
show.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we can Skype you. We could even do it over a regular telephone.
If
someone out there wants to use one of our promo codes, I would use the BLU13 for 10% off and go out there and get iloveregina.tv and point it to our site. We'll have a good conversation on the next episode about it.
Do it.
That'd be fun.
Do it.
So we
promise not to have as many adult beverages as we have tonight. Or we'll have more. It is up to you.
Yes. Yes. If you get iloveregina.tv, you can choose whether or not we drink during the next episode as well. But anyway,
we should put up a straw poll.
We want to thank GoDaddy.com very much
for sponsoring
the podcast, you know, helping to pay our hosting bills to them. So basically, you know, it's recycled money. But thanks again, GoDaddy. And now we're going to get into the news and speculations and spoilers. News.
Speculations.
Miscellaneous.
Spoiler.
Okay, you want to take the first?
All right, this one is coming off of IO9. Perez Hilton. That's right. I'm linking a Perez.
Yeah, all these links will, as we said, will be available in the show notes of greetingsfromstorybrooke.com, right where you got the show.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip to the middle part of this article because the top and the bottom of it are covered in a later section. But there are some set photos from recent filming, which are involving Jorge Garcia.
Jorge.
And for those of you who don't know who Jorge Garcia is, he was the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, we knew he was coming back.
And he was also Hurley from Lost.
Yeah, if you're a Lost person, I really should probably watch that. but he'll be back. And let me see. There were a lot of links. Lots of things to open and find. But
oh, no, it's fine. And it says he'll be back, but they have some
set. I'm linking to the pictures. That's what I was trying to get to.
Okay, but they have some set photos here, and it looks like he's normal-sized in a modern town, which is interesting.
There's a hole. There's a hole involved.
Yeah, there's a hole there. I'm guessing that's where he fell to the ground.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
But, you know, since giants are specialists in doing the magic beans to travel between worlds, I'm guessing, you know, he probably had a couple more. Yeah, he has some trick up his sleeve to get to the real world, but it doesn't explain why he looks basically normal size. I don't know if they're going to be doing, you know, perspective
effects.
Perspective tricks with the camera to make him appear bigger than everyone else, or if by coming to our world he's somehow the giant thing isn't like a genetic thing and it's magic and he loses it.
That kind of makes sense because Archie isn't exactly a cricket.
Yeah, but he was turned into a cricket via magic, so I guess if he becomes normal size when he comes to our world...
It's a magic.
Yeah, the giant thing is a magic thing. It's not like
and
a race of giants.
It because everybody took the magic.
Yeah.
As of last sighting. Anyway,
But it'll be good
Jorge
to see
Garcia
him again.
Shall be back.
Hopefully he'll be in a slightly better episode and with slightly better CG.
Oh, please no more haterade. So bad. Sorry, clicking.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Lots of episodes. Okay. Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And next we're going to talk about some sneak peeks that they've released for the next episode. There's a couple of them here, one from Perez Hilton and one that's just on YouTube. But they're just small little scenes from the episodes. Do you want to describe them real quick?
Yeah. Okay. The one on Perez Hilton, we see Pongo. If you don't recall Pongo.
From 101 Dalmatians.
Yes, he is a Dalmatian. It's Jiminy Cricket's dog.
Mm.
Not that any of that makes
sense. Yeah, because Pongo was in the first episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, or one of the very first episodes. Yeah. So he comes frantic. You know when a dog is mad, upset, or looking for some help.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes up to the grannies. And Emma's like, oh, hi, Pongo. You know, where's Archie? And then, boom, out comes Red. There's something wrong. Hold on. And Emma starts to go, but... And then she's like, yeah, the wolf thing. I think that's hysterical that she speaks dog.
Yeah.
But, you know, off goes Pongo. And there goes the girls behind him. Only to find Archie in his office. Pretty much appearing dead.
They'd better not kill him. That's all I have to say.
I've been hearing that a lot.
They better not kill him. He's one of my favorite characters, and he's got, like, what? Two good scenes in this season.
Yeah, he really's gotten, like, nothing.
Like just basically that episode where, you know, he was trying... Like, Regina, you should do some therapy. You're pretty messed up. And she was finally like, okay.
Yeah. But,
But, yeah.
From other things I've read, and I think it was just tweets, it wasn't anything specific, people were saying that... Was it Regina? Did she do this? And if so, why?
See, with the way Regina's been lately, I would kind of almost rule that out immediately.
So I'm just Some people say it may have been Regina. Maybe it was Cora and Hook.
Yeah, that's
speculation.
That's what I would think. It would.
But why are they just going to kill Archie? What did he do?
I'm sure it's a means to an end. Maybe they were trying to get some dirt on Regina, or...
Or for all we know, he's alive. We didn't notice his heart status.
Yeah. Well, does Archie slash Jiminy Cricket, does he have any information or anything that they could possibly want that you can think of? Because, I know he was a target when Emma first showed up because he had...
therapy records.
Well, he had such close access to Henry.
Right.
And she was trying to get close to Henry Henry out.
Because Henry's going to get them close to Regina and Emma.
This is true. This is true.
Not really Gold, but for all we know, somebody close to Gold's got to be going through. Belle should be in therapy.
Yes.
Belle needs some major therapy. Love the girl, but... the other link... is sort of a celebration party. It's going to start playing. Sorry. I just copy and pasted it.
I know, it's fine.
There we go. I'm going to guess it's in the beginning of the episode, fairly close to this first episode. It's sort of a welcome home party. Giant spread of food.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pints of beer being passed out by Granny. Finally a costume change for Emma and Snow, which I know they're really excited about.
Sure. Did they tweet that out?
Yeah, she tweeted it. Jennifer Garner's like, so I remember reading the script and going, I'm not going to have a costume fitting for a very long time. And she looks really cute in this little red dress. BTW. Mm-hmm. But it's basically, you know, like, hey, charming toasting them. You know, me and Snow have this saying where it's, you know, we'll always find each other. And he's like, here's to not having to look for a while. Everybody laughs and cheers. No, granted, it's really looks to be just like Granny, Red, and the dwarfs.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small gathering, which perplexes me. I'm like, does anybody else care? It's not a small town.
It's not exactly the big celebration at the end of, like, any of the Star Wars movies or something like that. Big, iconic, royal celebration.
Right, it's the prince and mm-hmm. his wife, like... And there's no gold. Is this maybe when gold's crossing the line or testing the line?
Could be. I would like to see that in the first episode.
That'd be cool.
Let's get things moving.
If this drags, we're going to have issues. But towards the end of the scene, we see Regina come in with her platter of her covered dish.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody brings a covered dish to a party. And... Grumpy grabs the biggest, sharpest knife he can find. He's like, what's she doing here? And Emmett looks at him, gives him like this crazy look and says, I invited her. And then they all back off. Because we're scared of her.
Okay, one, when did she invite her? And two, oh, she invited her.
I knew that was going to, I was going to say, this is going to make all of you people happy who were mad she didn't get to go to dinner.
I was mad she didn't get to go to dinner.
And then cold-hearted she deserved it. I was like, eh, you want to go to dinner, go to Granny's. It's not like it's a secret. There's no McDonald's down the road. There's no Cracker Barrel.
I don't remember what music was used in that scene. I don't remember dialogue. I just remember the camera panning out on Regina standing there, which this is probably not how it happened in the episode. The camera panning out on Regina standing there and hearing, everybody hurts sometimes.
Bye, Mom.
Poor Regina. But at least she gets to go to the party.
But she gets to go to the party. There's a giant turkey. There's many dishes. It looks delicious.
Okay, this was supposed to be a quick episode. We're already at 41 minutes. Okay, so I'm just going to bang through these real quick. We have some new casting coming up. Not a lot to say. If you know the people, you know the people. I'll mention where you might know them from as I mention them. Casting. Rose McGowan, you might know her as Jawbreaker or former girlfriend of Marilyn Manson.
That would be how I know her, and I love her. But she's on Charmed, which is where most people seem to know
her. And I don't think her character in Jawbreaker was called Jawbreaker.
No, but I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. She's going to be playing young Cora, which means we're definitely going to get some flashbacks to Cora's origin story, which is pretty cool.
Never mind. You're trying to be quick.
Okay, and then we have Leslie Nichol, who is portraying ? But she's
who
a Brit. Who is close to the Snow family.
It's Mrs. Padmore from Downton Abbey, yes. Who also airs on Sunday night, which is what I said I was going to bring up earlier.
It's a conspiracy.
I just blasted
the number 23. No, I think it's okay. No, but she is going to be playing someone closely related to the Snow family. I'm thinking Snow's mother, because I don't think we've seen her yet. That also ties back to some stuff we talked about in the Once Upon a Time Podcasters Roundtable, which you can download as the former episode on this feed. And I said I'd mention it one more time.
This should be a drinking.
Okay, and finally. So Nequa Martin Green from The Walking Dead, I'm a fan of The Walking Dead. She just showed up, so I'm guessing she's going to be one of the first of the new group to die, is going to be playing Tamara, and we don't know who Tamara is.
But even the article says we don't know who Tamara is.
Yes.
So if you know who Tamara is in like any sort of a fairy tale, anything.
I'm guessing she's going to be an original character for the series. Or she's going to be a character that we know, and that's going to be her story.
But we don't know her name. And it's a swerve.
But three new casting announcements over the break. And what's this last story we have here?
Your spoilers.
Oh, my spoilers, yes.
Major spoil alert!
Okay, I'll go ahead and do the whole spiel about contacting us before we get to this, because this is spoilers for episode 14. Pretty big spoiler here, so... If you want to get a hold of us, you can write us via email, greetingsfromstorybrook@gmail.com. You can tweet us, at GF Storybrook. And you can get a hold of us through all sorts of other ways, Facebook, Google+, Semaphore, Telegraph, etc.
I take pigeons.
Yes.
I send them back.
We do accept pigeons and owls.
Definitely owls.
But you can find all that info
at Harry Potter crossover.
At greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. Now, episode 14 spoilers. Thank you for stopping by if you don't want to stick around for them. Otherwise, let's get into them right now after a count of three. One, two.
Trace.
Okay. So basically, and we'll have the link in the show notes, ton of set shots from episode 14 where we see a lot of our characters gathered in New York City?
New York City!
Yes, just like Neil Cassidy was at the beginning of the series. Or beginning of the season, rather. We see Emma and Henry, and we see Rumpel. And we see Johnny and Billy. And no, I'm kidding.
Wait, it's not all New York. There's some Vancouver.
Is there some? Well, Vancouver often stands in for New York.
Okay, well, I'm just reading.
So we see all of our characters, you know, Henry, Emma, Rumpel, but not Belle. Neil Cassidy, too. Neil Cassidy, but we expect him to be there almost. But not Belle, which kind of feeds back into what I was talking about from the trailer, too. Very, very interesting, but pretty big spoilers. They definitely do get out at some point. But it might not be characters who have had a presence in Storybrooke as another person.
I think there's somebody else there.
Is there somebody else there?
I think so. There's a hooded man.
A hooded man.
Look towards the very end. Well, I don't know if that's Neil Cassidy.
Yeah, I think that's Neil Cassidy, because if you look back at the...
I'm not looking back yet. But.
Yeah, if you look back at the previous pictures, then he's wearing a hoodie.
Is he wearing that? Oh, okay, then it's him.
So...
Yes, that's him. Never mind. There is no mysterious hooded character. Yeah. It is Neil Cassidy.
And, you know, in the pictures also you see a lot of people running. So it could be a pretty action-packed episode 14. It would. Just a big, big thrill ride.
I'll take it.
Yes. So I think that pretty much completes our kickback, relaxed Friday night, really short episode of 50 minutes, which is about our average time.
Whoops!
But we got
a lot. Did you give the voicemail number?
I have not given the voicemail number
then
yet.
The episode's not over
yet. The episode isn't over yet. Is the episode over yet? Then I haven't given the
voicemail
number.
Apparently not. The episode will never end. Ever.
But we just wanted to mention how to get a hold of us. You can get a hold of me at Bill Meeks on Twitter. I'm on Google Plus and stuff too, but you can get all that info through the Twitter. What are you on Twitter?
I'm at AMDSimone. It's spelled out for you on the website.
And, you know, that's how you can get a hold of us individually. You can find all of the podcast contact info at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. And we do encourage you to leave a voicemail message about anything, about, you know, just general theories.
I want to see if we can get multiple voicemails this week.
That's a good goal.
Can we go for, you know, let's go for three.
Three.
I want three voicemails this week.
Okay. You know, we have, you know, dozens at least, dozens of listeners out there.
There has to be.
If three of you, after you're done listening to this episode, pick up the phone and call our voicemail number at 424-274-2352, we'll have met our goal for voicemails for our first episode back after the break. Well, our first regular episode back after the break. I know we can probably count on at least one just by begging for it.
We know who you are.
When?
We went almost a whole episode without mentioning her.
I know.
We
couldn't go a whole episode without mentioning her. But, you know, please send in those voicemails, emails, tweets, whatever. And until Monday night-ish,
greetings from Storybrooke.